great place to say, as to what do you think is tam? Why can't it just be the mashu? The nevela should ask the chaticha the mashu, and that should make chaticha nasis nevela. So place is answered that a mashu, when a chaticha is nesib a mashu, chaticha nasis nevela, it doesn't help to ask all the other chatichas. And then there's the other question, which Tais doesn't fairish address, but it's Rabbeinu Ephraim's issue, the second kasha of the Ran, which is embodied in Rabbeinu Ephraim, which is, who needs chatif and asas nevel at all? Let the little pieces of tam go out and ask it all the everything else, b'min b'minoi. That's the Ran's kasha. The Ran has the teretz, tam uruv. Tais doesn't really address it. That's Rabbeinu Ephraim, sheet of emes, but that's taka what happens. And then the question is, but Tais is chaylik in Rabbeinu Ephraim, he says it doesn't work in the circulator. So the Taisis is Hadra Kush Luduchna, why don't you say that the time should go out? And why doesn't Taisis talk about it? It's even more like, why doesn't Taisis talk about it? So yesterday I had a mahalach that the pshat in Taisis is that Taisis holds, since Taisis already established Rabbeinu Tam's Yisoid, which is Rabbeinu Ephraim's Yisoid, and with I can listen to Taisis, Mitoich Kach, Hayoim Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim's fundamental Yisoid is echoing Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam's Yisoid is that a kolshu that a kolshu cannot go on or aser other chatichos even b'min b'minay. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam holds that even in the case where there is a tam, where it's not a kolshu, it's tam. But then when you put the chaticha with other chatichos, the tam goes out. The tam goes out, and now it's again a kolshu, and the kolshu can't aser other chatichos. In the other shiur, we had a problem, so how does min minu solve that problem? I think you asked a quite a question. Somebody asked it. So how does chaticha nasa nevela solve it? So now we do say chaticha nasa nevela. But after all, Rabbeinu Tam said chaticha nasa nevela doesn't help a kolshu to aser step two. That was the original Rabbeinu Tam. That's why we need a nice time over here. Because if it was only a min minu, only a kolshu, then a kolshu can't aser other chatichas. Chanan doesn't help for that. So what's it better now? So I have tam. Right, I had tam. Okay, but that tam now becomes a kolshu again. So how can Chanan help but to ask their other kolshus? That's a very difficult problem. I think the answer is, although I don't know what the svar exactly for it is, I think the answer is that Chanan, when a Chanan that's created with a kolshu, cannot help for the kolshu to ask their other things. But a Chanan that was created with a tam is stronger, and that Chanan could help to aser other chatichas. Could be misayeya to aser other chatichas. I'm not sure I understand. I don't understand why, but it is meduyik in the lashon of Taisus. The emes is, if you look carefully at the lashon of Rabbeinu Tam at the very beginning when he laid down the yisoid, which is I think at the heart of the whole Taisus, the way Rabbeinu Tam said it was the Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the second line of Taisus. Right? In other words, even if originally there had not been a Nidasinus Tam, there had just been a Kolshu, so even though the Chatich itself would be also the Kolshu, we don't say Chanan to Asur all the Acheris, Kaven Shi Atzmo Le Neser Ele Ele De Kolshu. Last words. Since the Chatich itself was only Neser Ele De Kolshu, the Chanan doesn't work to let that kolshu go ahead and aser other chatichas. Because a kolshu can't aser other chatichas, and a Chanan that happened from a kolshu doesn't overcome that, doesn't change that. But Taisus implies that a Chanan, and because I think Taisus is addressing this issue, Taisus implies that had the Chanan been created by Nesinus Tam, like really is the case, because the Nevela really was Nesin Tam in the chaticha, so that's a Chanan that was created with the Nesinus Tam, the chaticha became nesar to a nesinus tam, so even though later the tam leaves and now it's only a kolshu, but since the chaticha was nesar al yedei nesinus tam, then we say chaticha nasas nevela to allow the chaticha to misayeya that even the kolshu should ask their other chatichas. I think the lashon of Taisus, he is addressing this question: what's exactly the habana? I'm not so sure because we're so used to the formula of the Taisus Rosh. Chanan means anesa misayela la'isu shalei lisbatel. It's not a problem of bittul; it's a problem that a kolshu can't ask another kolshu. So I'm not sure exactly how to understand it. But I do think that there is Tosfos is being misyaches to this question. One other point, and then I want to go on with Tosfos, and that is. So what about Rein Ephraim? Rein Ephraim doesn't think this way. Rein Ephraim thinks that since there's Tam in here, the Tam can go on and ask there other things. But the Tam leaves. The Tam leaves. So now it's not Tam. Now it's Vayter Kol Shu. Rein Ephraim doesn't hold from Chanan. He also says, no Chanan. Chanan is, we don't believe this. Chanan over here is a, it's not the Chanan that we're used to. Chanan just means that there's Tam over here of Nevela, and that Tam of Nevela asks everything else. But what happened? Why isn't this true? The Tam of Nevela now leaves the Chaticha. Now it's only a Mashul. And a Mashul can't ask him a Mashul. And a Mashul can't ask him a Mashul. Why isn't this the time in Rabbeinu Ephraim? Right, so yesterday they said, Rabbeinu Ephraim, hold on, we look at this Tam. It's not Mashul asking the Mashul. It's Tam asking the Mashul. But the Tam leaves, so now it's not Tam anymore. So one possibility, some guys texting me like this, is that that Rabbeinu Ephraim holds, of course the Tam leaves, but it leaves to Aser other Chatichas. So since it's leaving to Aser other Chatichas, that's not called Mashu, Asering or Mashu. Again, the Tam goes to Messiah's Nefesh and it self-destructs in order to Aser other Chatichas. So that's called Tam is Asering other Chatichas, not Mashu is Asering. That's called the Tam is Asering with Mashu. The Tam picks itself up and goes into the other Chatichas. That's called that the Tam is Asering with Mashu. Choliot, Kenzai. Not push it, because even if there were no chatikas, the Tam would go out into the Reitav. So now it's asking the other chatikas, not the Reitav, that was both the Mimish and Nina. I still need this Tam to ask the other chatikas. Not so push it that this works. My point, it might be dependent on something else, which is, this has to do with maybe more things that we're going to have to address later in Kufches, which is, Lefir Abeinu Ephraim, that there's no Chanan by Shari Surim. Does that also mean there's no Eshel Asech to also by Shari Surim? It's a shaila halacha. According to Shitas Rabbeinu Ephraim, which many of you hold from, that there's no Chanan b'shari surim. We know Chanan is built on Efshel Seich Le'osu, the Gemara Kuf Ches. Chanan means the Chatich itself was Nesar, even afterwards, when you dilute it and so on, the Chatich remains b'Yisur. Is that, Lefir Rabbeinu Ephraim, is that also only by Bosa B'Cholof? Where does Rabbeinu Ephraim agree that there's Chanan, that there's Efshel Seich Le'Shari Surim? So there's a Rashi in Teres Abayis. The Rashi in Teres Abayis says, and many places can bring this, that Rabbeinu Ephraim concedes that there's Efshel Shloich Le'Bei Shari Surim. There's no Chanan Bei Shari Surim. But the Chaticha becomes and is converted into an Avela, that's not true by Shari Surim. That's a Basa B'Cholov idea. But that the Chaticha itself remains B'Isura, even after you cook it with other Chatichas, that Rabbeinu Ephraim concedes would apply across the board. That's number one. Number two, there's a shaila, what's the pshat in Efshel Seich De'Osa? Why is Efshel Seich De'Osa? After all, I have this chatikha, it has milk in it, or it has whatever it is, it has chazer in it. Now I cook it with 100 other chatikhas, now the chazer gets misarev in the whole kadera. Why is the chatikha b'isur? Why is the chatikha remain b'isur? So one possibility is with the magic of Bosa B'Cholov, with the magic of Chanan, it's Nepach. The Rav maybe holds that way. But it's just the other side of the coin of Chanan. But we saw. But that means that would require saying that Efshel Seich and Chanan are really just two sides of the same concept of Nepach, which is the Shita Saran, but that means that we're not dividing them. But we saw already in many Rishonim it is divided. We saw in Tosfos and by the Sefer Yochal that Efshel Seich De'Osur and Chanan are two different things. If Rabbeinu Ephraim holds Chanan only by Bosa B'Cholo, but Efshel Seich De'Oli Surim, so also it has to be two different things. So it can't be through Nefach. So what is Efshel Seich De'Osur? So there's a Ramban. The Ramban, here in the Sugya, the Ramban says that Efshel Seich De'Osur because once an Issa goes into a Chaticha, it's Nisrach, it gets stuck to the chaticha, it's like sticky, and even after when you cook it up with other chatichas and the tam goes out, but it doesn't spread, it's not, it's always more concentrated in this chaticha than anywhere else. That's why this chaticho, you can't make the division and say, well, I'll take the whole thing, I'll take the volume of the whole kdeira, and that's a very big volume, so now the volume divided by the iser will be very, or the iser divided by the volume will be very small. In the chaticho itself, it's more nisrach. The Ramban holds this way, the Rashban Teres Abai says this way. The Ramban says a chiddush din based on that, which I mentioned the other day, which is that therefore by lach belach, efshel esrochta is not also. Because by lach belach you don't have that. Lach belach avada distributes evenly. So that's in fact the shita of the Ramban. The Rashba, the Ramban in the Kol Avoser brings such a shita also, that the din of efshel esrochta also was only said by a davar yovesh and not by lach belach, not by a davar lach. Taisus can't hold that way. First of all, Taisus, the end of the Omud, the end of the Taisus, applies the din of Hanan to Yayin Nesach. Taisus has a kashan word over the Zohar. Why don't you say Hanan over there? It's a double lach. The Fiyah Rabban, Hanan over there has no Hanan. Hanan is built on Efshel Esrochta. That's the Gemara Kuf Ches. If Efshel Esrochta is mutter, you can't say Hanan. Hanan is after Efshel Esrochta. The chaticha remains also because Efshel Esrochta also now Hanan and it asks other chatichos. But if you pull out, if you don't have Efshel Esrochta, you don't have Hanan either. So the Ramban says beferish that the Gemara about the Zohar where it's a double lach, there's no Efshel Esrochta also, so there's no Hanan. And Shalom Ali Yisrael, so the Gemara about the Zohar is not a problem. But Taisus asks on the Gemara about the Zohar, he says, how come over there you don't say Hanan? Taisus derived from Ephraim, then he says, well, Rabbi Tam will answer that over there it wasn't Nesinus Tam, so it's a Mashu, so there's no Hanan by a Mashu, Ta'asir of a Mashu. So you see Taisus held that there's Efshel Esrochta even by a double lach. So you see that Taisus holds that the mechanism of Efshel Esrochta is not that the Isser is Nisrach. Some other mechanism. We also had it by Chal. Places before said by Chal, all the milk goes out of the Chal, and now the milk is evenly distributed in the whole Kedera. And that's why the Basar Chal does not have any time Chal. That's why the Basar Chal is mistarved to the Shishin, who asks me in a minion. And yet, the Chal is also absolutely slightly also. So before in places, the Isser is not Nisrach. The Isser goes out completely. I mean, it goes out completely. There's some Isser left, but at the same proportion as the rest of the pot. And yet there's a din of Efshel Esrochta also. So the few places you have to say, Sadin, that once the Chaticha was Nesar, even though now the Iser went way down below in the Sinas Tam, the Iser remains B'Yisur. Yeah.
Isn't the Ramban though not really comparable to Tosfos, because the Ramban's Yisod, he also holds that in the first place, you can Chanan can be triggered by a Kol Shehu. So
the Ramban holds.
The Nevela can make the Shchut Chanan with a Kol Shehu. He says, unlike the other, Rishonim say that you can't do this.
Oh, yeah, okay, fine. But I'm saying I'm not getting into that. I'm just saying it's just in the definition of Efshel Esrochta also. The Ramban and the Rashba, they give it a physical interpretation. You know why Efshel Esrochta is also? Because the Isser is Nisrach and the Chaticha. And therefore, by double Ach, you can have that physical interpretation. There's no din of Efshel Esrochta. And Taisus does not have a physical interpretation of Efshel Esrochta. You see by Chal, you see by double Ach, Avada the Isser is mispazer evenly. Efshel Esrochta is not a physical, not a fact of physics, it's a din. Whatever the Hasbara in the din is, I don't know, maybe the Hagdara is once the Isser asked the Chaticho, and it's not bottled because it's nice and time, then even though you reduce the amount of Heter, it remains not bottled. Whatever it is, it's not a physical fact. So if you put this all together, so maybe we could say that this is the Nekudas HaMachlekes between Rabbi Nofai and Taisus. Taisus held that when you cook this chaticha together with all the other chatichas, all the issue goes out. All the time goes out. There's no physical interpretation of Efshel Esrochta. Physically, all the time the veil went out. But all that's left is a mashu. Just like in the whole pot, all you have is a mashu. In the nevela, also all you have is a mashu. So how can a mashu asib a mashu? That's the yisoid. A mashu can't asib a mashu. You have to come out to chanan. That a chaticha that was necessarily then seen as tam could be misayeya to a mashu to asib a mashu. Maybe Rein Ephraim, even though he doesn't hold from chanan b'shar yisroel, but he holds from Efshel Esrochta, and maybe Efshel Esrochta has a physical interpretation. In fact, it's very mistabu point of Rein Ephraim that has a physical interpretation. Because lomdus is reserved for Basa B'Cholot. By Chanan, the lomdus of Chanan is only by Basa B'Cholot, not by Shari Zur. So Efshel Esrochta, why is Efshel Esrochta different? I mean, it could be different, but it's more mistabu if you Rein Ephraim that Chanan is a lomdus, it's only by Basa B'Cholot. But Efshel Esrochta is a mitzias, that's by Uli Zur. So the three of Ben Ephraim, there's still time in the Chaticho. Because the issue is Nisrich and the Chaticho, I have to assume that there's still time in the Chaticho. If there's still time in the Chaticho, then it's not a Mashul. And it's a time could ask it, a Mashul. Maybe that's the Nekudas HaMachlekes between Rabbeinu Tam and, so I want to suggest, between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim thinks that all the time leaves. I'm sorry, Rabbeinu Ephraim thinks that not all the time leaves. This is a physical interpretation to Efshel HaSoichlin. So here, you have time in here. If you have time, it could ask it b'mashu. Tosis holds that Efshel HaSoichlin doesn't mean that the time doesn't leave. The time leaves. So all you have is a mashu. How can a mashu ask it b'mashu? Teretz is, since the chaticha is still osir, because there's a lomdus of eshel esaychdoi, now there's a din of chanan. Since the chaticha is still osir, it's misayeya, and it was necessarily the time, so it's misayeya to the mashu, to asir the mashu, and not to be, and to asir the mashu. However, that works exactly, but
At least
we have no way of knowing, so we have to assume the worst, that it left town. Since the issue is Nisrach, it doesn't disperse evenly. So for all I know, there's time in here. I can't even give it to Kfeila because it's floating in the Mina. So I have to assume that this time, at this time, so then it asks the Masha. Okay. What time is it? 25. Say 5 minutes, go right there. I just feel bad not going right there. The Koshli Perusha. This is still a few lines in Taisus. Fred Taisus, the Koshli Perusha. You have it? It's. I don't know how to tell you where it is. The last words on the line are Afilu Tema. A few words before that. The Koshli Perusha, the Roba, the Mishami, Afilu Tema, Loikod the Basilka. My mahani lechaticha shohet shenesu mitchilo benasin nevelo, while the olim ain tzorich shishim beroyter elchadei levatel hachaticha shel nevelo levado, v'le beinu shishim levatel shtei chaticha shel nevelo v'shohet shenesu al yomer. He says a bomb kasher ben Ephraim. Ufir ben Ephraim, how does it? Ephraim doesn't hold over here from Chanan. There's no Chanan. It's the time itself that's asur. So how does Rava learn the case? According to Rava, the case is you have the chaticha. And I have the other chaticha, which became also with Chanan. And then to be mevatelit, I need 60 times. I need roitiv 60 times roitiv to be mevatelit two chatichas. And since I don't have that much roitiv, I only have roitiv to be mevatelit this chaticha. That's why I need the second chaticha. As Tosfos, Lefir Ben Ephraim, this chaticha is not. I don't need a mivatel. This chaticha is heter. I need a mivatel. The time of the nevela that's in the chaticha. Well, if I add up the volume of the nevela itself with the volume of the time of the nevela that's in the chaticha, how much does that add up to? The volume of the nevela. Everything was in the nevela to begin with. The time of Yisam and nevela plus the nevela add up to the volume of the nevela. So all I need is 60 times the nevela. So then, why do I need the other chaticha for? What did Rav answer? That's Tosfos Kashin Rabbeinu Ephraim. That's Rabbeinu Ephraim. Maidik Kashin. So he says, the answer is Tosfos. He's Lema. You're going to Nismata and Avela Harbe, Mikamesh Reis, and Kledim Shenivu Taime, Bechaticha Shalheter. Behashtu Lefi Shenitno, Shenos Natam, Bishalheter, Sarach Shishim Kolkon, Knege Kolma Shoyim, Etchilo. The Ain Shiva Reit of Lavato. Avela Nosa Batam, Ain Sarach Shishim, El Knege Mashenisha Benavela. The Shiva Reit of Lavato. He says like this. When I put the nevela into the pot, the nevela shrank maybe to half its volume. What's the point of this other chaticha? And what does it matter if it was nos batam in the other chaticha? So it says like this: if the nevela did not put tam in the chaticha, only a kolshul, and a kolshul is commanded lesser. So I don't have to be mevatel the tam that's in the other chaticha because it's command the lesson. So all I need to be mevatel is the original nevela, which is now shrunk to half its volume. So all I'll need is half of 60 times the time. I'll only need right to That's half of 60. I'll need 60 times this shrunken piece. But I don't need to move out to the time according to the other chatichot, because that's keman b'lesor. Because since this piece was very big and it wasn't mekabel tam, you can't taste anything in it, so it's keman b'lesor, I don't need to be mevatel it. But if it was mekabel tam, then I have to be mevatel, so then it's keman d'isor. So I have to be mevatel this shrunken nevela plus all the tam that went into the chaticha. Well, how much volume is that? That's the volume of the original chaticha. So then I'll need to write to 60 times the original chaticha. That's how he salvages Rabbeinu Ephraim. I want to talk about this tomorrow, Mr. Shem. And that is, this word is command the lesser. I mean, if I was a lump, this time is command the lesser. I understand that in the world of bitul min b'minoy, when we're talking about lumdasin, and is the time there, is the time not there, to aser min b'minoy. But in the world of min b'she'enay minoy, like reitif, I'm using reitif to mirat l'chatichos, that's min b'she'enay minoy. Min b'she'enay minoy, the shir of shishim, is not some kind of abstract shir of shishim, it's just a litmus test, is it tam? I can give it to a kfeilo. I don't look fail around, so I'm a shar b'shishim. So what difference does it make? Is it command the iso, command the lesser? If you gave this rative to a kfeilo, would he taste the time or not? It makes a difference if it's command the iso, command the lesser, if this is a big chaticha or a small chaticha, was the time in it able to be nice and tam in the chaticha, not able to be nice and tam? Who cares? That's for sure. That whatever was in the nevela is now in the pot. All the time that was in the veil is in the pot, it's in the chaticha, it's in the reitiv. You give it to a kfeilo, he tastes it, because I don't have 60 times the original chaticha. So what difference does it make if there's a lum, there's nothing time, but it doesn't make any sense. A kfeilo, to the kfeilo, it doesn't matter if the time that's in the chaticha is command iser, it's command lesser. It's there, maybe lum is command lesser, but it's there, and it's nice and time in the reitiv. So why should the shir, and the shiv shimir is only a stand-in for a kfeilo. So why would it make a difference now whether there is tam? Before we're talking about lumdus. Can the tam over here, aser the tam in the chaticha, aser the other chatichas with the lumdus of min mamino is afilu be'elef? So he said a lumdus. It depends if it's command the isa, if it's command the lesser. If it's command the isa, then it could aser b'mashu. If it's command the lesser, then a mashu can't aser b'mashu. All right, in the world of min mamino, that's very abstract, so everything's possible. But now we're in the world of kfeilo. We're in the world of facts, hard facts. So. In hard facts, what's your other saying? What's your rabbi saying? Well, if the nevela gave time to the chaticha, then it's command v'iso, and then you have to have right to shishim times both chatichas. Shishim times are out of the original chaticha. But if it's command the lesser, then I say that time's out of the picture, and now I only need right to times the shrunken chaticha, so it only needs right to connect a half a chaticha. What does it make any sense? To the kfeil, it matters. That's my gosh. Okay, we'll stop here.
Yeah.